This is Tom Rowe with a WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, Facebook posts, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Florence Olley, executive director of the Greene County Community Action Group, was on the WGXC Morning Show Friday, December 5th, and discussed the recent update to the Pay It Forward thrift store that the organization runs on Route 9, just south of Route 23 in Catskill. Last summer, the group revamped the store, and sales have improved since then, which benefits the local charity.
We, in the last 2 years, operate a community thrift store, Pay It Forward, that serves a few different purposes. The main purpose we wanted the store was to generate discretionary income so that we could serve people outside of our grant criteria. However, we're also using it as a job training site for people who are on social services. Another misconception people have is, you know, that people are allowed to just sit and collect on services, and that's not true. Depending on your family situation, a person to receive any kind of public assistance needs to perform so many hours a week of community services. It's called CWEP, or Community Work Experience Program. So we actually are a CWEP site, and we work with these people and help them develop job skills. We have a dress code. There's a volunteer manual. They have to follow the rules like any other employee, and they receive case management and coaching while they're with us, and hopefully prepare them for the workforce.
And I was just going to ask, in general, how's the thrift store? It's been 2 years now. How has it been going? Is it a success?
It's getting better, yes. In the beginning, we actually had a grand reopening in July. We closed down for a few weeks and kind of revamped things. We were so overwhelmed with donations, and that's a good problem to have. We just didn't have the workforce to process them. And we weren't very selective about what we were selling. And we were very, very fortunate that we had some great advice from the retail doctor, Bob Phibbs, who's actually has a home in Coxsackie. He came in and gave us some pointers on what we were doing wrong.
Does he have a TV show? I'm not
He's been on CNN, and he's written books, and he is the authority on retail sales. And
he lives in Coxsackie. Yeah.
Yes. I had seen him speak at a chamber event a few years ago. And he was brutally honest, and we appreciate that. And we revamped. We're not. Our intention is never to fundraise off the people that we serve. Right now we're offering quality items at a very good price. We have some really great vintage pieces. We're actually going to start marketing more to the antiquers and, my kids hate the word, hipsters, and the people that are shopping vintage for various reasons. But we've got some really, really beautiful pieces. We have some wonderful donors. And since we kind of revamped our operation, sales are up. So we're excited about that. And it's wildly successful, I believe, as far as the C website, because we have seen people succeed. You know, sometimes it's just a matter of having someone on your side and coaching you and telling you you can do something. Makes all the difference for them actually making change in their lives.
And we should say the store is on 9W, just south of Route 23.
Correct.
You have to get off on the little loop-de-loop. But
yes, it's right across from that loop-de-loop, and be careful making that left-hand turn. Yes.
You can hear the entire interview about Greene County Community Action at wgxc.org/archives. CBN Barton reported in the Register Star that more than 80 demonstrators, including several local politicians, marched up Warren Street sidewalks Friday, December 4th to the public square at 7th Street, protesting recent non-indictments of police officers in New York and Missouri. At the intersection of 6th Street and Warren, several protesters laid in the street, temporarily blocking traffic. Police and fellow protesters and some passersby urged the group to get up, which they did without incident. Quote, "This needs to be protested," unquote. Don Moore, Common Council President for the City of Hudson, said at the gathering that he plans to, quote, "propose a resolution calling on elected officials," unquote, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Senator Charles Schumer, and Representative Chris Gibson from Kinderhook, quote, "to conduct a civil rights investigation," unquote. At the public square in Hudson, protesters shouted loud enough to be heard from the WGXC Hudson studio.
We're on the air. That's okay. We're going to talk about the march that's going on, demonstration going on right in Hudson right now, because they're walking right across the green, right in front of our window, right by the police cruiser there. And good for you guys, man. Good for you guys.
I'm trying to help define exactly what's going on, because I don't want a rumor. So I'm doing the best I can right
I'm
now.
I'm trying to read the signs and stuff. They got some people.
So there's still people coming by right on the street here in Hudson.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Sunday should be sunny with a high near 31 and a low around 11. Monday should be mostly sunny with a high near 33 and a low around 29. Tuesday, snow is likely before 10 a.m., then turning to rain with a high near 39. This is Tom Rowe with WGXC.